Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Yo, check this out.
I go by the name of DJ Run. That's my man DMC. Yeah, Master J in the place to be. Everybody put a hand there like this. Now check this out. When I say do you feel good, I want everybody in the house to say real good. Now do you feel good?
Real good!
Say, do you feel good?
Real good!
Do a little something like this in the place to be, my man. Yeah, Master J, let's go.
From the end to the intro, meaning the beginning. So I got the microphone, 1, 2, 1, 2. Here I go again, ready what? To do damage. But just a little bit slower to let you know, Reggie, that the cool flow blower. I'm smooth and creamy, milky, silky, steamy. I get wet and dreamy every time my brother see me. Cause they can't understand the gift, the tongue that left them standing still and dumb. And the dust day I bust what I must, and I must, son. Continue to crush those that rush, play dumb and got done. Yeah, you played the high stakes and got fake. Try to be icing and wound up. Meaning I broke them down to the least common denominator. Not afraid of a sucker, cause I drop them like a hot potato. What? Later, if it's still for you, wanna be your instigator. Dare's cause the fate. Why? No one is
great. I be that chick with the hips and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with the lyrics and I'm spitting it.
Come on now.
Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it.
Uh-huh.
So come again, get
now.
With the quickness.
It's like bang to the boogie. I'm one tough cookie.
Get your what?
Let you bite a clip loaded with Liverpool. Awesome Nick as I hit with my spit fight. With licks from my tongue, so watch me pull it. Take it to the hilt, huh? I'm thick like quilt.
Yeah.
Warm like silk, huh? I'm creamy like milk. Okay, now. Let me break it down to the slab. Silly rabbit, you can't get with the wickedness.
Why?
You got to have true grit and feel it from the gut to the hut. Move that butt, cause I'm ripping this up. Make them fall a victim to my death flow. Liverpool murderer, that's why I'm on death row. Lethal injection couldn't save me. So Suge and Dr. Dre scooped me up and paid me. Now I'm hot. Rockin' rough and stuff with my afro puffs so hot. Blowin' them away like the big bad wolf out. Huffin', puffin', blowin', no bluffin'. When it comes to the rage, I ain't nothing nice. On stage of mics, lights, camera. Even J. Wu calls me the damager.
Cause I be that chick with them hits and I'm hittin' it. I be that chick with them lyrics and I'm spittin' it. Microphones, I'm definitely rippin' it. So come again, get with the wickedness.
Well, you're questioning the thought of getting with me, I tell ya. Pumping that up for failure. I nailed it to a cross. Hang you out to dry. Me not worried about them ting there, cause me not them gon' die. Slaughtered by the daughter of God. That makes me a god. It's the one who rocks the hardest. Definitely show and prove lyrics it like left jabs. As I stick and move so much. Back it on up like reversal. The get broke down with flows. I run like Herschel. Cause I frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. It's been a long time coming, and since I'm coming, I'm a slam. Harder than your heart, cause all that shit is harder. Now, if you want the real deal, then step into my office. So, block H, hold up, wait, think twice. Cause if you don't, it ain't gonna be nothing nice. Cause I ain't nothing nice turning men to mice. Women, the light falling all over me like I'm some type of. You can take that bull and can miss me.
Why?
Because when it comes to sex, I'm strictly
beating
it. If they pick me quickly, like eeny meeny. I eat them seeds like Marie Callender, creamy tortellini. Now, who be the best? Who be the rough?
Who be
the toughest? Afro puffs when I bust it.
Cause I be that chick with them hits and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with them lyrics and I'm spitting
come
it.
On now.
Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it.
Uh-huh.
So come again, get with the wickedness. I be that chick with them hits and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with them lyrics and I'm spitting
come
it.
On now.
Microphones, I'm definitely ripping
uh-huh.
it.
So come again, come get with the wickedness. Come again, come get with the wickedness.
Get with the wickedness.
Come again, get with the wickedness.
Microphones, I'm ripping it. Get with the wickedness. Ha.
Me.
Learn
to live with their handicaps while the others die. Well, motherfuckers had no money spot. And if they did, then they ass went insane when all the money stopped. I'm from the ghetto, so I'm used to that. Look on your motherfucking map and find Texas and see where Houston at. It's on the borderline of hard times. And it's seldom that you hear niggas praying and giving God time. That's why I ask my mind to pray for me. Because I know that even I got to die, and he got a day for me. And every morning I wake up, I'm kinda glad to be alive. Cause thousands of my homeboys died. And very few died of old age. In most cases, the incident covered up the whole page. From Amsterdam to Amarillo, it ain't no secret. The world is a ghetto.
In Africa, but did nobody care? They just called up the goddamn grave digger and said, come get these motherfucking niggas. Just like they do in the Fifth Ward, in the South Park, in the Bronx, in the Watts. You know they got crooked cops working for the system, making poor motherfuckers out of victims. Cause don't nobody give a fuck about the poor. It's double jeopardy if you're black or Latino. They got their motherfucking drugs in the slums, got us killing one another over crumbs. Think I'm lying? Well, motherfucker, I got proof. Name a section in your city where minorities grew. And I'ma show you prostitutes, dope, and hard times. And a murder rate that never declines. And little babies sitting on the porch smelling smelly, crying cause they ain't got food in their bellies. They call my neighborhood a jungle, and me an animal, like they do the people of Rwanda. Fools flee in their countries to come here black, but see the same bullshit and head right back. They find out what niggas already know.
Up out of town, southern nigga down. I wish you would bring your motherfucking ass around here with that hip shit from your block. You fuck around and get shit home to your mama in a pine box. Cause we don't play that shit in Fifth Ward. We got killers and hustlers and players too, so nigga disregard what you're seeing on them western movies. Cause yo, I ain't never rode a horse before. Ho, think we float, smash the gas. And watch how fast I put these hands on your bitch ass. Try to load them dice, you'll meet the grave digger. Cause game recognized, game shiesty ass nigga. See how that scene fools die for less than a goddamn cigarette butt for fucking with my set. So get that frown off your face, buster. Cause your ghetto ain't no harder than mine, motherfucker.
It is I, says me, and all who agree are more than three, because they're weak. Yes.
Yo, I'm in the house now for sure, because I want to talk about the hearts of men. Who knows what evil lurks within them? But let's take a travel down the blind side and see what we find down this path called
stranded on death row. So duck when I swing my shit, I get rugged like raw head wrecks with fat tracks that fits the gangster type. When I recite, kinda lethal. Niggas know the flow that I kick, there's no weasel. I'm murdering niggas, yo, and maybe because of the tone I kicks when I grip them, I can kick shit niggas can't fuck with. So remember, I go hardcore and slam, love a threat like a sensei, whoop bad like Van Damme. To any nigga that claim they bossing, why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw's flossing? Take a walk through the hood. We up to no good, slanging on things like a real OG should. I'm stacking and macking and packing a tin, so when you're slipping, I sip the slipping, but ain't no set tripping. Cause it's death row, rolling like the mafia. Think about whooping some ass, but what the fuck stopping you? Ain't Nathan but a buster. I'm stranded on death row, so I'm pumping slugs and motherfuckers. Now you know you're outdone. Drill the shotgun, corrupt inmate, cell block.
attention from this lynching of sorts. You're a victim from my drive by a force. No extension, all attempts are to fail. Blinded by the light, it's time you learn quail from a lunatic. I'm deaf like Arthur Nick when I kick a wicked back. That's a great kick to scratch. My literary form will blast and totally surpass the norm. Not storm, plural, make it many storms when I'm back. I fight legs, necks, and arms in this dimension. I'm the presenter and the inventor and the tormentor. The range like the hillside strangler, MC Mangler, tough white strangler. I write a rhyme, hard as concrete, step to the heat and get burned like mesquite. So what you wanna do? The narrator RBX.
Rage, lyrical murderer, stranded on death row, and now I'm serving a lifetime sentence. There'll be no repentance, since it's the life that I choose to lead. I plead guilty on all counts, that the ball bounce where it may. It's just another clip into my AK. Buck 'em down with my underground tactic. Facts and stacks of clips on my mattress. Bed frame, there's another dead thing laying lame. Put the shame, who's to blame? Me. The lady of rage, a woman coming from the D-E-A-T-H-N, O-O-W, you taking no shit, so flip and you're bound to get dropped. It's 187, no motherfucker, don't stop. Handcuffed as I bust, there'll be no debate. It's rage from cell block.
Hey yo, stepping through the fog and creeping through the smog. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Making videos, now I stay in Hollywood. Busting raps for my snaps, now they call me Eastwood. Dre is the doctor and my homie, little nigga. Warren G is my hand and my hands on the trigger. Shooting at the hole with the game that I got. Sent to death row, cause I wanted to make a grip and serve my rock. And I'm still serving for my peace. To my motherfucking homies doing time in the king and in the county jail. Mobbing with your blue zone, mad as hell. And you're saying fuck the police. And all the homies on the streets is all about peace. And it's driving the cops crazy, but ain't nothing but a black thing, baby. I'm not flagging, but I'm just tagging. I bet you don't want to see the D-O-double-G. And you can't see the D-R to the E or my motherfucking homie D-O-C. You know you can't fuck with my motherfucking DJ. That's my homie and we call him Warren G. And you don't stop. Doggy dog, break them down with the motherfucking dog pound. That's the only way we'll beat them, man. We gotta smoke them, then choke them like the motherfucking Peter, man. It's like three into the two and two into the one. Cell block, four peep, doggy dog, dumb.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on. You think you're strong? See if you could travel on. Cause all in the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
All right, we ready, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Okay, we lock and load it. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Once again, another episode. Live and direct, y'all. Coming in to y'all. The Spirit of Revolution, you know what I'm saying? Another program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Free Mall Radio, we live on intellectual radio. We got two together calling numbers y'all can hit us on at 929-477-3785. You know what I'm saying? Repeat that again, 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Also, y'all know we have 708-223-8953. Bear with us, but as we say, Cub with us, y'all. We coming in late, you know what I'm saying? We say quality time, I waste quantity time. It's always an honor. We are honored and humbled to serve the people in the spirit of Black Panther Party Intercommunal Newspaper. We say that the Black Panther Party Cubs, which is a tough act to follow. We're going to try our best to walk in. Not they footsteps, but they Panther Pulse steps. Y'all heard us on a number of cases talking about different tactics and programs the Cubs implemented. The Cub Code of Culture. The Cub Code of Culture. What you say is tuning us in same thing for the individuals that become us the bling. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've talked to some cats before. Well, first of all, let's open up this revolutionary ritual. Take a pause for the calls if you can. Open your front doors, your back windows, and let them know that we are locked in loaded for another episode of Free Mall Radio. Deep on the building, man. Gotta get you back up here, man. You dig? PSAs, people service announcers. Let me get this up. Let me get this off my chest. What we're going to say before we take on the rest. Let me get this off my chest real quick. This Saturday, 15th, you know what I'm saying? Touchdown with Hampton House. We're going to be going to Cabini. Vincent, you throwing out there too. We're going to be seeing us last year with the fishing. We're going to take taking you fishing. You know what I'm saying? So again, get up with us Friday night or inbox us. Meet us at Hampton House early Saturday morning. Also, we have some gardening going on tomorrow at the Hampton House. Y'all come on through. Whatever support y'all can, come on through with that. We need y'all there. For the Comrade Dazzle, but let me know how we move with this. Are we celebrating Friday? How we moving? And so technically, the birthday of Panther Club Parkers, Comrade Queen Daphne, you know what I'm saying, on the 16th Sunday, but I think we're going to be celebrating Friday. So I don't know if we put that out there, where we're going to be at. Let us know before the show concludes, where we're going to be at, getting it in. Real cars, we're going to tear hard, you know what I'm saying? We're going to celebrate, you know what I'm saying? Real loud. We're going to have park music all night long, you dig? All day long. Also, we need support, y'all. We need support. Get up with us ASAP on the countdown. Whatever you can, assist us in this mission to get out and see about Chairman Fred down into that grave site down south. So get us up at Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. You know, so whatever support you can to get to us, we got to make that trip, you know what I'm saying? We come down to it. You know, we got to old fashioned and grab us a horse and ride down there. It is what it is. We're going to see about it. We're going to check on the chair. You know what I'm saying? Tombstone down there is annually, like clockwork, the law enforcement still see the tombstone up every year. We got to go see about Chairman Fred, y'all. So, again, y'all be on point for that there. That's what it is. We talking about the legendary, you know what I'm saying? The legendary Bushwick Bill. The legendary group Ghetto Boys, y'all. Again, Bushwick Bill, the legendary group Ghetto Boys. The porch and everything, you know, quite some time, you know what I'm saying, that probably with some health issues, you dig? But it's important, and we want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, put in, you know, as we say, everything is political, put in political context. And I talk about the Ghetto Boys, I've asked some youngsters before, y'all ain't never heard of the Ghetto Boys, and they say, no, so you have been culturally deprived. I mean, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying, the real deal struggles, you know what I'm saying, that Bushwick Bill, Scarface, Willie D, today, you know, related to us, we're talking about mind playing tricks on me, you know what I'm saying, to the classic, you know what I'm saying, the classic historical piece, you know what I'm saying, the resurrection was banned inside the prisons, again, banned. Resurrection, point of no return, you know what I'm saying? Your ex was Chairman, who was speaking. In fact, they abandoned the prison back in the federal trial of Chairman, who they had brought up, they had came up there, they had played that Ghetto Boys CD, that cassette tape, inside the prison, during the federal trial. You know what I'm saying? The impact. You know what I'm saying? The issues that were addressed, right? You know what I'm saying? The political prisoners, to, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the streets, you know what I'm saying? In the actual audio, Chairman Larry Hoover was speaking, you know what I'm saying? In the classic solo hits, that was so clear about Bushwick Bill, where, you know, I talk to a lot of these youngsters now, I'd be asking them, you know, where is this cat from that y'all talking about? And they'd be like, well, what you mean, where you from? Like, where is this artist from? They don't know where he's from. They don't know what are their background, where they come from, their histories, none of this dynamic, you know what I'm saying? There were contradictions, you know what I'm saying, with the Ghetto Boys. However, we related to them, we knew them, they were authentic, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I'm saying? Bushwick Bill, you know what I'm saying? How he talked about the struggles he had, you know what I'm saying? In one of his interviews, he laid out how he remains humble because he knew without the resources and the fame, how a lot of people viewed him, you know what I'm saying? Because by him, dealing with dwarfism. And that's actually, you know, that's a medical term, dwarfism. Height and so on and so forth, and you know, they took their contradictions and they governed them. They governed them. You know, the time when he actually shot himself in the eye, and that photo of them taking Bushwick Bill up in on the gurney up in the hospital, that was a record cover. You know what I'm saying? We, you know what I'm saying, we can't be stopped. You know what I'm saying? So it was now using at the time you put in context the Civil War in Texas, we talked about before the battles they had with the whole dynamic of, you know, hip hop being, you know, on the stage in New York and highlights in New York. And, you know what I'm saying? This is before the No Limit Records on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? This is the grime down there again in Houston. And, you know, how they were doing the shows they had to be taken seriously in the hip hop scene. And that the social issues, you know what I'm saying, that they addressed and they touched on, you know what I'm saying? And the balance of, you know, I'm gonna borrow an assessment from Deputy Minister of Education of Illinois Chapter of the Black Panther Party, which he said Chairman Fred was able to take a motley crew and, you know what I'm saying, and work it, you know what I'm saying? The content, the different dynamic, the personalities, you know what I'm saying, just in with the Ghetto Boys and Delius, we talk about the Temptation, which I say definitely is one of the group that was that had contradiction. You know, so you can't even David Ruff and the Spikes and all the different the strokes that they deal with. However, what it produced, Otis, think that dynamic and work those forces together and bring out that final product and not negate that there were contradictions, but to make it with a pros away the cons. You know what I'm saying? And that group, the Ghetto Boys, I said they were destined to get out together. We live and direct, y'all. We're going to be accompanied by our co-host, your co-host, the Lady Rage, in a minute. Just heard a piece that, you know what I'm saying, that she was getting down on collaborating with the late Bushwick Bill, y'all. So, y'all, we come on in with that damn, call that band the demo. Right on. Hood over in the building. Squad in the building. Come on, cool in the building. Tony Jackson Allman, that's what it is, y'all. D-Bo, that's what it is. Eric, free them all. Woo, that's what it is. Miss Longstreet, you know what I'm saying, Nancy, that right on. Comrade Norman, we're talking about internationalism all over the world. Guys are tuning in to Free Mind Radio. Y'all feel free, y'all, memories and, you know, how it impacted you, you know what I'm saying, contradictions, so on and so forth. Like, I think, we were fortunate to be able to have, you know, artists who we can, you know what I'm saying, who were tangible, who we can relate to. And then, you know, say put their contradictions out, you know, say on their terms, you know, where maybe you can the different particulars may be altered, but we, you know, say with Tupac talking about Dear Mama, you know what I'm saying, how many of a generation was able to relate to that, you know what I'm saying? You know, Troop, I see you in the building, my brother, I need you, man. We calling on you, man. That dynamic of that music equipment, I really want to put that out there. Like, I needed that support to be this. We needed support to that studio movie, y'all. I watched a piece yesterday. His brother Pac-Man on the West Coast, rolled in the 60s, and he talked about how Nipsey Hussle impacted him. And Nipsey Hussle seen him on the block, how he got involved in music, how he won in certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And I want to use this piece, the studio again, as an organizing tool. So I really, you know, like, I can't make it no more plain than that. We need y'all support, whatever the donation y'all can for the studio equipment, you know what I'm saying? We need that. That's what it is, Dan Richard. I was going to follow up on that interview. To do right back to you, Tony Jackson. That's what it is. And I'm going to be here in the building. So, y'all feel free to call in. Cub in with us, y'all. We're talking about Bushwick Bill, Ghetto Boys, legendary. You know what I'm saying? Pick your classics. You know what I'm saying? You can, how we relate, you know what I'm saying? Point of return. You know what I'm saying? When they talked about the contradiction of the quarantine or counter intelligence program. They didn't beat around the bush, for lack of better terms. They called out the Diego Hoover's the former director of FBI and the role they played in the assassination of Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X and the likes, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. It's Free Them All, welcome to Free Them All Radio. This is real. This was not, it was no abstract feel good music. They called it out. It's from the Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying? They called contradictions out there, not in a simplistic type of way, you know what I'm saying? Go back and listen to the quote. Excuse me, the presentation of the excerpt from Larry Hoover. Talking about the prison dynamics, you know, what's on the stock market, you know what I'm saying? And who was that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't mentioned, but it should be noted that even on that, Larry Hoover
former gangster disciple, they the chairman of the Corporate Development, how he was talking, you know what I'm saying, who remains a political prisoner, Mayor Daley Jr., who was one of the prosecutors on the Pontiac 17 case. This is a major case, 1978-77, Pontiac, Illinois, and during that climate, during that tenure, the time when uprisings were not an aberration, where, you know, some prison resistance was happening, was common conversation, where individuals were on the lam, on the run. You know, the Sada Shakur, you know what I'm saying, that climate where people was in that scorched earth or spray paint. Sada, you're welcome to come stay here. Where people took on, the tourism took on the sentiments, and people in general took on the sentiments that, as William Thoreau had written, Civil Disobedience, they recognized in an unjust society, the only place for a just man, I'm going to paraphrase, only place for a just man or a just woman was that of a prison. You did, it was a climate, you know what I'm saying, after the assassinations, Field Marshal George Jackson, after the assassination of the young man, child Jonathan Jackson, August 7th, 1970. Yeah, then the follow up assassination of his older brother and mentor, Field Marshal George Jackson, you know what I'm saying, August 21st, 1971. The mid 70s, the assassination of Katori Golden, you know what I'm saying, in the California prison, the California concentration camps, the uprisings in Attica. You know what I'm saying? Pontiac, Stateville, it was common conversation. You know what I'm saying? Consciousness would be heightened. You did? That Pontiac 17 is the case of Larry Hoover. Others was subjected to and targeted by prosecuted by the then state's attorney, but later be Mayor Chicago, Mayor Daley. This is what we're talking about. That deals, we relate to what is meant to UEP and said that our people do not read as much as we would like for them to read. So with that being said, we have to be. You have to grab the stakes are too high. Time is too limited. So we just get, you know what I'm saying, just kind of music for music's sake. You have to be able to have certain the dynamics that we can use as a conversation piece to take people one stage to another stage. We cannot afford the luxury to have and get any phenomenon for just that phenomenon's sake. In other words, we don't know poetry for poetry's sake, you know what I'm saying? We don't know no hip hop for hip hop's sake. Yeah, you know, so we have to be a teaching tool, you know what I'm saying, to be, you know what I'm saying, again, get the people involved and fighting for their own self-determination. That's what we're talking about, y'all. We're going to talk about, and again, the Ghetto Boys provided that service, you know what I'm saying? And they draw some powerful political propaganda bombs, you know what I'm saying? That's what the Ghetto Boys, long live the Bush Rebellion, y'all. That's what it is. Any calls in peace to come with?
Yeah, my brother Cameron. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Grandma.
We live and direct, y'all. Y'all tune in. What is y'all tune in? We got our calls gonna be calling in shortly. Y'all Cub in, tune in. Cub in, what is ride? What is y'all? Again, that's what it is. Man, we live and direct, y'all. Making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. That's what it is. Press 1 at the end. Also, we at 708-223-8953. That's what it is.
Bring him on, Brother Chairman.
Let's make it. Bring him on.
Bring him on. We have a caller in queue. Caller 434. Bring him on.
Co-host in the building.
Oh, right on. Fremont, co-host in the building. That's what it is. Good to hear you. That's what it is. Right on.
Yes. My apologies for my tardiness.
I understood. You know, I'm the last one to crack on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
We just talking about the political significance of, you know what I'm saying, the Ghetto Boys in general, you know what I'm saying, that crew that expressed in a way that the people relate to them. Contradictions, you know what I'm saying, dressing from, you know, the impact of, you know what I'm saying, hood, day to day system in the hood. We talk about mind playing tricks on them, you know what I'm saying, to even how they able to, were able to utilize which from Bush would be on the actually, you know, had a actually shot himself in the eye, and on that, you could use that picture for a front cover of the record cover for the Ghetto Boys. And you know what I'm saying, unlike today, where a lot of artists, you don't say, people say, who are they, any different artists? I'm like, well, who are they? Where they come from? People not familiar with them. But that Ghetto Boys that laid it out on the table for us and you know what I'm saying, and addressed unpopular issues and, you know what I'm saying, and done it in a not so quote unquote politically correct type of way. You know what I'm saying?
They did things on their turn, on their own turn.
On it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Even down to how they spelled the ghetto.
They made such an impact because, you know, like Pac is like the voice of the people. It's like everyday struggles that the average person can, well, I don't want to say the average person, but you can relate to that struggle. Like, you get to talking about Bentleys and Beamers, and everybody can relate to that. Everybody, you got people walking, you got people riding the bus, you got people on food stamps, you got people with their lights off, with don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And they spoke on things like that. This is what's going on where we're from. Fifth Ward, your ward, this ward, that ward. You know, this is what's going around in the ghettos of America, GETOs of America, in different states and cities. So I think that's why they were so loved and endeared, because it was like, we can relate. We can reach out and touch you. We know what you're saying. We know exactly what you're talking about, and you are the voice of those who don't have a voice. You're speaking for us, and you represent us, and you're proud to do it. It wasn't like they were, you know, like, I'm not from here. They were, this is what it is, and this is what mm-hmm. we're talking about, and we're bringing it to light.
Yes, indeed.
You know, even like you said, like, you know, even with Bushwick Bill, like, him and his, you know, we're considered the average person. Like, we got, our height is 5'8" or better, or 5'6". You know, he was dealing with him being a short person. I don't know what the politically correct term is, a dwarfism, yes, or whatever it is. He's dealing with that. He's in his song Ever So Clear, he talked about how he was bullied. He yeah. talked about how he was laughed at. And then he talked about how once he got some money in his pocket, how women flocked to him, but was it for Richard or yes. was it for Bushwick Bill? It was for Bushwick Bill, and how he, just everything he went through, and emotionally, mentally, physically. So, but he dealt with that on his terms. He shared that with people. He shared that, and people, you know, when you're honest about things, people kind of yes. love you more for that. You know, you're revealing a truth, and people can relate to that. So even with that, his struggles, even with struggles in the group, you know, everybody had their own yeah. struggles, but collectively they yes. were definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that piece, he talked about that, yeah, the issue. I think he even, you know, I was concerned about that too, the term, but he himself has said that, you know, his references dwarfism. But he articulated it well, and just you know, as you stated, you know, just like, you know, lay out, you know, not in a defeatist type of way,
right?
You know, laying contradictions out, and so, you know what I'm saying, again, as you mentioned earlier, on their terms, and not. And they hear so many, address so many social ills and contradictions in the community, that it was mm-hmm. not done in the subjective way that you had to be from the Fifth Ward. But you definitely, you felt that, you really felt that pride, like, damn, if I represent where I'm at. But it was able to be used as a template, you know what I'm saying, to every ghetto. In fact, it's what they said. You know, it's that's a, I mean, even how he talked about it, brought something to my attention one time. I mean, there's something we know, but this, that he stated, every ghetto has a Martin Luther King street, Martin Luther King Drive, every ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that coincidence, you know. And I mean, talking about the COINTELPRO, the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, and to make it applicable to an audience that, you know what I'm saying, that may not go and read the books or may not be up to listen to some white left revisionist history, you know, watered down, or give it to us in a way that other groups, other people were targeted, and just like mentioned, you know, Chairman Fred and others, like a footnote. They laid it out, you know what I'm saying, to a man calling the J. Edgar Hoover. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, you don't want to put the hit on, you know what I'm saying, man, Chairman Fred, Malcolm X, Dr. King, so on and so forth. And to be able to hit an audience that, you know, even as organizers, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they block us up, you know. And again, just I remember some, you know, even some one-on-one conversations, you know what I'm saying, with Bushwick, Bushwick Face, Willie D, all, you know what I'm saying. And again, that dynamic, that group, and it's a, they, you know, they talk about even the early days, and you know, so DJ Ready Red, and you know, the different struggles they had, but they get that balance out, or that, you know what I'm saying. And in the early days, when with Jay Prince, they talk about down to the type of equipment they had, you know what I'm saying, and the basements and what they had to make do out to record, you know, it's a credit, a credit to them cats, you know what I'm saying, a credit, you know what I'm saying. So again, Bushwick, we talking about Bushwick Bill, y'all, 52 years old, you know what I'm saying. Say long live Bushwick Bill,
and
you
even,
know what I'm saying, again, with you.
I was going to say, and even the way he decided to share what he was going through, it was like,
yes,
on his terms. Like, for him to reveal what he was going through, and the way he talked about it, and the way he said he wanted to put out, he said, of course, I have old music that'll sell, and like that publishing will go to somebody else. He was trying to set something up for his children. Like, I want to put out new music where I know exactly where this is going to. It's going to his kids, new music. He wanted to do a book. I think he was working on a film project as well. And he still was, you know, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm going to fight this to the very end in Bushwick Bill fashion. So, you know. I think, well, he was going through something as well with the hospital. They was giving him a issue, and he took to social media like, y'all not just gonna treat me any type of way. I got people that's listening to me, and I have a voice, and I'm gonna get this out here so y'all can see how they treating me and everything. So it's just you know, him being of small stature, but a big heart. You know, he didn't let that deter. That never stopped him. Like, I don't care what you say, what you do. So
he made giant moves. And a misconception. I think, you know, saying that we, you know, many of us, you know, commonly have, you know, even in regards to, you know, saying those fame. That everything is okay, you know what I'm saying, you know, because the deal is, many individuals are, you know, put on a public stage, and people come, in many cases, we live vicariously through them, you know what I'm saying, you know, mm-hmm. artists, we relate to them, so on and so forth, and we, one of the setbacks was that detach the human factor, you know, and that, as you just pointed out, how, you know, I mean, just the fact, you know what I'm saying, the deal with the health issues, and you know what I'm saying, we see a situation, you know what I'm saying, you know, Benny Siegel, Freeway, yourself, Mia X, you know what I'm saying,
Mia X,
had, you know what I'm saying, who dealt with situations, and how a lot of us have made the incorrect assessment, like, oh, they famous, they stars, they got all, you know, they cool, they got this and that, but just the deal, that, you know what I'm saying, I was talking about the Paul Watson III the other day, you know, in the process of putting together this film part aspect in the gospel campaign, the assist with you and the issues, you know, saying the health issues, so on and so forth. And again, many times the dynamic with those who in that spotlight, you dismiss the human factor, the human dynamic of everything, ranged from, you know, shit, I mean, human families, you know what I'm saying, health issues, and how he, to call that out in the later, you know what I'm saying, you know, like the deal is, we look at the, that, you know, we hear, you know, many of us are shocked to my TLC, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, financial issues that they had, you know what I'm saying, left eye, so on and so forth, and you have to look at, you know, we, on one end, we, even with Pac, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people like, man, how he had these resources, so on and so forth, but the dynamic we put in context of the political context of this system and what this is, in every dynamic, whether it be the job in McDonald's, or this and the recording industry, you know what I'm saying, to teaching in school, it's parasitical by nature, and you know what I'm saying, and it's not just this era of time, we took the era of Sam Cooke and so many others, you know what I'm saying, you know, who's profit of our situation, you know what I'm saying, and as Bush we talked about, he had a lot of old music. But you have to look at the age range that allowed, you know, yourself, and others, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming to the industry, you know what I'm saying, and different dynamics, you know. And that's reality in every, you know what I'm saying? It can be correlated to the, you know what I'm saying, the struggles to save our parents, our grandparents' homes, who work all their life, you know what I'm saying? You know, and the shit, the foreclosures, the banks and them, come, you know what I'm saying, come and snatch their homes, you know what I'm saying? It can be correlated to, you know what I'm saying, to cats on the streets who, you know what I'm saying, who took, you know, penitentiary chances and risk and hustle, you know what I'm saying, and they don't have the resources for a lawyer. But you know what I'm saying? But again, we want to fight for a climate, fight for society. Well, you know what I'm saying? If they, you know, if you take a chance and you relate to us, if you take a chance that, you know, contradiction, if you use that airtime, use that street time, whatever, to, you know, relate to the people, the relationship is reciprocal. That, you know what I'm saying, in your songs, whatever, what have you, and again, it's not a detachment. You know what I'm saying? We want to fight for that climate where Marvin Gaye took that stance, and you know what I'm saying, went against Barry Gordy, Motown, the Italian gangsters didn't want that song "What's Going On" to come out, but you know what I'm saying, a climate where Ali. You know what I'm saying? They shut him down. You know what I'm saying? Or the stand, the united position he took in regards to not going, you know what I'm saying, going fighting Vietnam with the U.S. aggression against Vietnam. But that we have institutions, you know what I'm saying, and that most powerful resource, the people, you know what I'm saying, that we, you know what I'm saying, that we able to suffice, you know what I'm saying, reach out for those, reach out for us. You live in the rec, y'all. Nathaniel Washington, see in the building. On the phrase in the building, that's what it is. We talking about Bushwick Bill. We got Lady Rage online with our co-host online with him. We just played an intro, a piece they had did. You know what I'm saying? We talking about number, the impact. If you got any comments or memories, how it impacted you, struggles you went through, complexes. That, you know what I'm saying? You talking about Bushwick Bill, talking about his complexes, everything, you know what I'm saying, from his side to, you know what I'm saying, the relationship, you know what I'm saying, his relationships, and you know, certain women that went checking him out before, you know what I'm saying, before Bushwick Bill. And how he called it out and dealt with it, you know what I'm saying? And even just in the drugs, so on and so forth, on his own terms, governed it, you know what I'm saying? And they put it out there, you know what I'm saying? Again, I drew an analogy like what Tupac to my dear mama, laying it out where people can say, okay, I can relate to this. Maybe a few alterations, you know what I'm saying? But that suit, I seen that suit before. I had to wear that suit before. You know what I'm saying? I had complex about the way I look. You know what I'm saying? Someone you can relate to, as opposed to now, these children in particular are deprived of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything, you know what I'm saying? They're told, well, you don't have enough money for the plastic surgery. You know what I'm saying? They look good. You know what I'm saying? You just out the game. You know what I'm saying? Well, you might can suffice, go try to go make, I mean, resort to, I mean, I don't go into the details. I've been hearing that they're doing on the streets, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to make the suffice for them to look like these, to turn out the community really to walk in Tupperwares, you know what I'm saying? And this, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, a climate where, you know, even with people, it was a climate where you had to take what you, and the acknowledge the beauty, or, you know what I'm saying? You're not just going to dismiss me on no superficial and say, okay, that's my definition of, you know what I'm saying, beauty, so on and so forth, or my, or cool, so on and so forth. Well, you had a client where forces can come in, and whatever their talents, you had to, you were him, and you said, whoa, let me get this a second look. Let me, we talk, whether it be Bush, Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying? You talked about, you know, different dynamics, how, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, part of his contribution about his mother being demoralized. All this to take this, to be able to relate to people. And this can be inclusive in the conversation about, you know, people talking about bullying, how children feel. You know, seeing their complex. Complexes ain't nothing new. Peer pressure ain't nothing new. We had that, but you know, saying, but the only quote unquote option, the out wasn't either, you know, saying to do suicide or get plastic surgery. It was just the occupancy. What's going on? Let me, man, I'm not going to dress this up. I'm not going to put no makeup. Bush with Bill telling us to do this. Man, women weren't checking me out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and if we be honest with ourselves, whether it be them unwanted pimples or bumps on our face at a certain age we grew up, or whether it be, you know what I'm saying, them pants that our big brother, our mother gave us for our big brother, and floods, they didn't fit, they didn't drop down to the shoes, right? Or we didn't have a resource to write the cool shoes, or, you know what I'm saying, what have you. Or some sisters, she wasn't developing at the same time of the frame the other sisters were developing. That dynamic, you know what I'm saying, what venue, who can we relate to, as opposed to feeling so subjective that it's just me, I'm the only one going through problems with pimples, I'm the only one probably ain't got a girlfriend in prom, I'm the one on. No, we artists and layout. I'm the only one who mother, you know, auntie or somebody in their family is demoralized. Say, no, this is a dynamic, and it's laid out in a way that we can relate to. And that's the type of dynamics, the type of artist, the type of climate that many of us was fortunate, you know what I'm saying, to deal with, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to they grabbing these damaged packages and dressing them up, you know what I'm saying, dressing them up, taking these individuals who full of complex and putting so much makeup, putting so much plastic surgery on them. They're funny to us, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is perfect. And then they get through with them, you know what I'm saying? They talking about these young cats now. I think it's young Smurda, the one who convicted on the murder case. They talking about the psychological issues that they're going through now inside jail. And, you know what I'm saying? The dynamics of Lil Wayne and all these, who we know. You know what I'm saying? All of the troubles and countries they got, they go through, but they dress up and give us this flawed image. We need organizations, we need images and stuff, but they give us individuals. Even because the mental health issues. On one hand, I'm saying, you know, it's right on that, you know what I'm saying, Jari Henson and others are talking about it, but I'm watching the Senate committee hearing, she talking. I'm looking who's in the background. I'm looking at Charlemagne and Life behind him. And I say, it's something that anytime that our issues are allowed to be brought up, it's not coincidental that we talk about police brutality. They give us the Kaepernick's, they're our spokesperson, the mental health issue. They give us these Charlemagne, Jari Henson, our spokesperson. We want people who really can relate to us, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is it goes back into the state's hands. It goes back into the state's hand. It goes back to where the state say, okay, I gave you the problem, like similar to doing with the indigenous community, the native community, where they say they stole the land. And then Geronimo of Apache said, he came up the reservation one time, he looked out, he said, whoa, what's going on? And that the colonialists were teaching the young natives on how to grow corn, how to raise their children. You know what I'm saying? And that's we have an issue with that. We want people that, if nothing else, they're at least authentic. And but the contradictions with Bushwick Bill and them, those contradictions were authentic. That's what we're talking about, y'all, live and direct on Real Home Radio. We're doing some authentic contradictions. We're going to need some authentic assistance. We're talking about, you know, Bushwick Bill, the health issues. You know what I'm saying? We talk about how, you know what I'm saying, Camp, you know what I'm saying, Mia X, you know what I'm saying, any single freeway. Lady, you know what I'm saying? Yo, our co-host, Lady of Rage. You know what I'm saying? These are reflective of so many conditions that we got to deal with inside our community. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going to dress them up. We're not going to give them to you. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was going to the barbershop one time. And I'm watching my hair. And my mom's comrade said, I'm a child. I said, where you going? So you going to the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? They're going to hook you up. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is we try to dress out you can dress our problems up, dress our situation up, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is, and don't get me wrong, I'll never, because the deal is we have to be on the guards up too, because we have, it is a, hurt people. Some of us have been hurt to the point, damaged, that other victims are looking for any opening to capitalize, to exploit that, you know what I'm saying? Any opening to exploit that. So we want it, but the deal is, so it's a fine line we have to walk. Okay, we have these contradictions. However, you know what I'm saying? Do it in a way objectively, we can still keep our guards up, y'all. That's what we talking about here live with y'all, Free My Radio, on the phrase in the building. That's what we talking about. Londa, that's what it is. In the building, coming towards, that's what it is here. The Free My, that's what it is. Vegas in the building, that's what it is, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. Y'all feel free. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of making history, taking history, y'all. We are 929-477-3785. We are 708-223-8953. We have our co-host on line with us, y'all. Lady of Rage, y'all, who...
Yes, sir.
Organized a phenomenal event down in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Not New Orleans, but New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Issues, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, y'all. We want to be able to talk about these issues again on our terms, and we want to fight for have a climate of artists, you know what I'm saying, that we can relate to. I mean, similar to what Chairman Fred said about institutions in our community. He's saying, people say, well, how did the Black Panther Party be a minimum of 3,500 children a week free breakfast to Black breakfast program? It really wasn't no calculus problem. Chairman Fred made it very clear. Should nothing be in the Black community does not meet the needs of the Black community. You know what I'm saying? It's resources there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be there. There's no benefit to the community. You know what I'm saying? And we say you did with the code of culture. These motherfuckers come in and say, we don't know them from a can of paint. They come, they create these motherfuckers. You can shock these 6'9s, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Take them, you know what I'm saying? Throw some food color in their hair. Throw some magic mark on their arms. Play them some tattoos. They go put the cables on us, send our babies up to catch these cases, and they go about their life. No, you have to put some skin in the game. You saying this and that, you know what I'm saying? So we should be able to do some background check. Okay, hold on, man. You know, You doing that gangster shit? You getting down like that? You know what I'm saying? You put the cables on me, bragging how many women you got all the time. You going back to your suburb home with your wife and kids, just been playing Dagwood and Blondie, but you got me out here talking crazy. Hold on, it's, you know what I'm saying? We have artists accountable. You know what I'm saying? Man, you just could come. Man, who is that? Where they come from? You know what I'm saying? And that Bushwick Bill, they allowed themselves, these artists allowed themselves to be venues and vehicles for us. They opened it, you know what I'm saying, to relate, you know what I'm saying? I know your sisters come to this day, you know what I'm saying, co-hosting, just, you know what I'm saying, the impact of, you know what I'm saying, the Afro Puffs, you know what I'm saying? You put that in the context of a time of people being embarrassed, you know what I'm saying, about their hair, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? That dynamic that they can relate to, and that's what it should be, some sort of, you know what I'm saying, reciprocal relationship that people say, okay, I related to this, this made it fashionable, I can address my concerns, my look, you know what I'm saying, and so I ain't got the resources to get such and such, man, hold on, hand me that Royal Crown Crease, you know what I'm saying? Man, hook the
pole. I was gonna say Blue Magic. Yeah.
Blue Magic. Yes, indeed. y'all youngsters, that look too much. Y'all youngsters, Blue Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Shoot. Dax and all of that. Sometimes Vaseline.
Yes, indeed. Make it do what it do, y'all. Make it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. This is like art. We relate to the artists. We should be able to somehow, it should be some connection. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the cool deal is, you know, some communities can afford the luxury of an abstract discussion. Deal is, you know what I'm saying? The issues that we're dealing with, you know, mental illness, the issues we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Our community, you know what I'm saying? Man, the deaths this weekend alone in Chirac. This weekend alone. You know what I'm saying? Man, Ghetto Boys Mind playing tricks on me. It's still applicable. These different people that they what they giving us now, these songs they giving us, you, it don't it's not it, it don't how you hear it, it's not, man, it may, I mean, you might talk about the Molly for so long, but you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's another drug, you know what I'm saying? Young brother right there just tuned in with us, man. Yes, man, Young Sean, man. Hey, man, good you tuned in with us, youngster, man. Man, your daddy was a legend, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real talk, man. When I first came home, Cash told me to check up on you, man. And I made it mandatory to go through that, man. That picture of your father, I just think was real ironic. I seen that, man. You know what I'm saying? Real ironic. I seen that. He happened to be sitting in that chair, extra Malcolm X on his hat, and then with the chair. And he had a hell of an impact on my life growing up. You know what I'm saying?
That picture
went down memory lane from that, about that. You know what I'm saying? In that era of time, that era of music, everything played a hell of a role, y'all. Man, GBG, old man, real talk, man. Touch down with me, nephew, when you get back in town. I want to see you, man. Real talk. We live and direct, y'all. We got Chairman Fram Jr. and our co-host, Lady Rage, y'all. Y'all call in. Cub being with us. Y'all comments. Push with Bill. Any other pieces y'all want to talk about? Any other part of the conversation? We live and direct. Bring them on radio.
Yeah, Mom. You know, I was gonna mention the pancreatic cancer. I read up on some things and it was talking about how pancreatic cancer hits African American men at a higher rate, African American people in general. And this is from Johns Hopkins Medicine Pathology, and it says the incidence of pancreatic cancer is 50 to 90% higher in African Americans than any other racial group in the U.S. And it also says that African Americans have the poorest prognosis, meaning the outcome of any racial group, because they are often diagnosed with advanced and therefore inoperable cancer. So once you notice that something is wrong, and once you're able to get to the hospital or the doctor or wherever it is you're going, it's too far gone, and therefore they can't do anything. And Bushwick was pointing that out, that by the time he learned about it was stage four. But he also said that he had been tested, and they were saying different things, like that it was like a mass or a lesion.
Yeah.
And he was asking if it was malignant or benign. And, you know, so
he kept saying benign.
I don't know. Huh? He said they said it was benign.
That it was benign, yeah.
That it was, yeah. So that's an issue right there. Maybe there was an opportunity to catch something, and they just didn't. So, I wanted to point that out, and some of the early signs are enlarged gallbladder, itchy skin, weight loss, jaundice, symptoms of diabetes. It says most times when men have diabetes, that pancreatic cancer is not far behind. Changes in bowel movements, abdominal pain, loss of appetite, fatigue, increased thirst, excessive hunger, dark urine. And these could be symptoms of other things as well. So it's like you never know. So, you know, a lot of times we just don't go to the doctor. We don't have the time or the money or the insurance, and it's like we got to keep moving. We got a job to do. We got to make money. We got to do this. We don't have time. And it also says, although there are many pancreatic cancer risk factors, including family history, diabetes, obesity, and smoking, there's evidence that this disparity is more related to social and access issues rather than biology. So the access to good doctors, get access to good health insurance, the access to, you know, centers that can you can get preventive measures, you know, it's not easily accessible for us as it may be for others.
Yes, yes. My brother's got money crazy.
Something I felt. Say it again.
Yeah. I was just in the comment on your brother, Money Fraser. He always throws in there he pushes us on, you know what I'm saying, about this turmeric, ginger, and garlic. You know what I'm saying? He just threw it out again. He struggles with, you know what I'm saying? And I thank you, my money praise, for constantly remind us about that. You know what I'm saying? His post, he put in the tea. And so he talks about it, you know, every day, and I'm going to struggle, too, to follow up on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm been slacking that mixed up. But you're right on, Coach. They're just putting it in that context. Like, you know, I would go so far and say that, you know, man, the white community has a better veterinarian. It's better than, you know, black communities, you know, top doctors, you know. And it's,
did you say veterinarian?
I would go far to say the white community's veterinarian is more equipped.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? More equipped than you know what I'm saying, the top health, you know what I'm saying, in the black community. This goes in regards to everything. You know, the deal is we receive the chitlins in every situation, whether it be the healthcare, food, you name it. You know? Residue, like even alcohol, like I think it was Dale Jones that had a whole piece about, you know, the type of alcohol we get. And I'm glad you pointed out, you drew out the distinctions about things said as opposed to biological but social. And that I'm gonna press it to say, you know, political, because see, even like, because that's what we just think it's just a happenstance. Even with the type of drugs we see, it's not by coincidence that the disproportionate, you know, saying amount of crack cocaine that was, you know, saying put through our communities as opposed to the powder cocaine. And when we studies showed that that scientists have went so far as to, the more melanin in your skin, in other words, the more darker you are, the more easily addictive you will become. You know.
Mm.
We down to the soda pops, the Coke, cold drinks we have. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain one that they bring into the dollar stores in the black community. It's the same Pepsi, same RC, same design, excuse me, but it's not the same pop. Even down to the dynamics of I mentioned earlier, some drugs to the type of alcohol. Is we hear terms in the white community that they say a keg of beer. And we were bombarded with music and terms and saying that, you know what I'm saying, and we just think that this audiences are just, you know, happen to be in the black community.
Mm.
But it was revealed, Dale Jones and others talked about it, the top of it is made is, you know what I'm saying, and we thought that was slick, like, you know what I'm saying, like even the malt on the top of the beer. But the keg, you see these white fraternity parties and these white children, they get the beer was allowed to, it's allowed to breathe. It's open, the mouth of the beer is allowed to breathe. And as opposed to the small circle, the beer that we get, and that chitlin, lack of better terms, that's supposed to be thrown away, is, you know what I'm saying, given to, you know what I'm saying, inclusive in the beer. And we have a lot of times reactionary responses, you know. Real talk, Brother D-Boy just commented, you can't find malt liquor in the white neighborhood. And it's done by happenstance, you know what I'm saying? It's done by design. So, again, as you said earlier, you know, so, you know, we have to struggle with this whole thing. It's just biological. It's just the way it happened. No, it's done strategic. It, you know what I'm saying? It's political. But D-Boy just commented about, do we hear about face? When, you know, so when it comes, we hear about that, you know that about, we're going to get face online with us. As well as Willie D, you know what I'm saying, to follow up on the show on Bushwick, as also this latest move that face, excuse me, Brad Jordan is going to make down in Houston, I think District D down in Houston, Texas. And so we're going to be definitely following up on that, you know, doubt about it. Okay, I think we got 6 minutes. We also, the Comrade Devin's getting the heads up. We're going to be down to 6 minutes. Co-host, where we at? Where we at? Any more updates? We got six minutes.
Well, updates with myself or anything else, as far as
anything
my own
cold,
is concerned,
As you guys say, any and all, you know, any and all, Coles.
Any and all. I'm still, you know, still on the grind, still trying to combat the issues that they are saying that I have. I don't adhere to it. I try to combat it different ways, naturally and holistically, spiritually. So I'm still, you know, I still have issues, but I'm just flowing through it. I'll get more in depth with it probably at a later date. When I have, you know, I still go to the doctors. I'm being tested for things. They're finding out new things, and they want to do, you know, different surgeries and whatnot. So I have to think about that and weigh my options and see what the better outcome will be for me, you know. So that's I don't think I said anything that let you all know anything more than you already knew, but that's where I'm standing right now, though.
Well, we definitely, and also we should be looking forward to some update, like for the people know how they can assist, whatever, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, let them out the bag yet, but this powerful propaganda piece that, you know what I'm saying, Brother Paul Watson's working on. So I, you know, just,
yes.
You know, that help speak for it also, because I know in many cases it's difficult for, you know, and I say myself too, you know, for the person themselves to speak about it, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's the type of climate we want to, you know, fight that, you know, that others can, it can be, we can have each other's back, as we say, have a battle, like a backpack,
yeah,
bulletproof vest. So we look forward to that propaganda piece to be coming out soon, that, you know what I'm saying, that will address some of the countries that you've been dealing with, you know what I'm saying, and how we can assist. You know, so we look forward to that coming out, you know, very soon, very soon.
Yes.
Very soon. Yes, indeed.
And like you just said, you know, talking about sometimes, and I used to hear you say, you know, don't give it life when you would talk about certain things or issues, and you say don't give it life, and that's how I look at this. It's like I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to give it life. And I think when you're dealing with an ailment, a lot of times mentally, if you're defeated mentally, then physically you're going to be defeated. So I feel like if I don't give it life, and not just negating, you know, what's going on, but if I don't give it life, then it has no life. So that's how I try to combat this as well, like mentally, like I don't even, what? Yeah, no, I don't even talk about it too much, so. But I will at a later date.
Yeah. Well, also, I just wanted to reiterate this, too. With our pains and with our gains, I think it's important that we, you know what I'm saying, that we spread it out. Like I said, you know, like it's Bushwick, you know what I'm saying, that took it out of this, you know what I'm saying, personal, and in a way, you know, open for, like it's like a hit, like a body hit, like those, like just one hit to one place, it can hurt a certain way, but for that to be, you know, for it to be immersed, can spread out, you know, so, and our community has, our people are pregnant with potential, you know what I'm saying, the ideas, again, so we want to do it in a way, you know, we can open those pores up for people can come with assistance in whatever way they can. Because, you know what I'm saying, again, we all, you know what I'm saying, so many contradictions, you know what I'm saying. One of the comrades just tapped in just now. He reminded me the other day. He said, he remember 15 years ago when he was riding. He said, I was going through some, problems, you know what I'm saying, with his lady, his child. He said, Chairman Snyder, said, motherfucker, you ain't got no patent, no struggle. He said, I went in on about 15 years ago. But the deal is, the people's pain reflects. We want to be there for each other. We're going through these struggles, you know what I'm saying? That network.
That's right.
In a few months, to be in touch with Miles Muhammad, my brother. It's been a while, so we contacted. We're going to follow up with you, man. Miles is tuned in. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting that peace out. We want to spread it out. You know what I'm saying? And be there for those who've been there for us, you know what I'm saying? So our co-hosts, we definitely want to, you know, man, stay on board, you know what I'm saying? So again, we know again that is, and I'm speaking for myself too, as a person, as an individual, that we admit certain things because there's certain things we can't see. But you know what I'm saying, we want to open the door, open that venue for our people to have our backpacks and chests like bulletproof vests. So we're going to be looking forward to that propaganda update. you know what I'm saying, to put in context for that visual, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times people can relate to that, you know what I'm saying, and give historical context of timing, you know, and the gifts that we were granted, from, you know what I'm saying, for Afropulse and so many other dynamics, you know what I'm saying, and that same conversation is reciprocal. It's not done in the spirit of a charity, you know what I'm saying, it's done in the spirit of, you know what I'm saying, keeping our community tight, keeping our people tight, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, because again, I'm gonna take this from Vidal Sassoon. And all they said in the commercials, if you don't look good, we don't look good. And again, y'all,
we don't look good.
Artists,
that's right.
We say, you know what I'm saying, those who do the right things, they make sure we reach out for them. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Those who fuck up, make sure repercussions be the same. That's what it is, y'all. We live in that.
I do want to say one more thing.
Out. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to. I don't know if Sister Daphne played yes, y'all or not. I did want to hear that, and I another update. If I know everybody know, but I'm just updating because Sister Daphne, I know June 16th is coming up, and you know that's I know she's gonna be on point for all things June 16th, and I know this.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes, indeed. We talking about because we trying to get down to it's on Father's Day, trying to get down to Chairman's tombstone on the 16th Sunday. So we think it might be a get together tomorrow, Friday. So we finna see now they're gonna celebrate, but she gonna be celebrating this whole month. So again, y'all, hey, that's her Park's birthday, so it's going down. we gonna try to get down to Chairman's tombstone. Let us know, so the comrades there, get together tomorrow or whatever you, and also get us that request in there. Yes, y'all. We can't close out with that yes, y'all. Hey, Bush, we snapped on that motherfucker there. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
The shot rocking in the building. Lady Rage, y'all, again, this is another episode of Freedom All Radio, International Radio. Y'all tune in once again this Saturday, Triple C's. Tomorrow, we'll come by the Hampton House. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be doing gardening right there. We're doing gardening right there at the Hampton House. Also, we're going fishing. We're going fishing Saturday. And, y'all, we need support. We're going to see Chairman Tombstone. But if y'all can, send whatever system you can. If I got to hop on a horse, I'm riding down and check on the chairman. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This tombstone over every year. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit us up at chairmanfredjr@gmail.com on PayPal. You know what I'm saying? Get whatever y'all can. If you come down to it, hey, I'm going to hop on a horse. But then make it do what it do. We're going to make it do what it do. Make the history, take history. The comrade, give us an update on that. Oh, how we partying that. And also give us a yes, y'all.
My phone keeps messing up. Free them all. Yeah, I will be partying starting on Friday, probably ending on next Friday. Yes, I will announce the location that shall happen. But yes, it is going down. It will be going down all the way to Louisiana. It will be going down. So, and Sister Robin, you are so right. You already know. Y'all know what it is.
That's right.
And you know something? I just want to share just a quick fact, because I know we got to go, that it's Father's Day or my birthday, and my mother informed me the other day that I was actually born on Father's Day. So that was
wow.
That's wow.
Ain't
no mistakes.
Ain't
wow.
That
no mistakes. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, indeed.
Mm.
I want to share that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
We're going to make that connection. We're going to do what it do. Yes, indeed. What? Hey, we gonna tie it up again. You understand? We gonna tie it up again. We gonna celebrate. We gonna honor y'all. We gonna tie it up again. We gonna do what it do, y'all. Real talk.
Yes.
Sister Conrad, can we get that yes, y'all in there?
I have the Everclear. Is that cool? Don't have the yes, y'all.
Well, come on.
I trouble
okay,
uploaded.
So come on with that. Get that uploaded? Okay.
Yes.
Can we come on with that? Yes, indeed. Hey, Ray, we'll follow up on yes, y'all. Next Wednesday, open up with that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, this is what makes you feel like, you know.
Push with y'all.
You know.
Push with beer.
I never had shit. I felt like an outcast, treated like a misfit. Damn near didn't make it on my day of birth, thinking, was I really supposed to be on this planet Earth? I take a deep breath and then another follows, cause hard shit is kinda hard to swallow. See, it's rough being a loner, Not knowing any given day and time, I could wind up a goner. See, people got it bad from Jump Street, and being short is just another strike against me. I used to get funny looks cause I was small, and trying to make it was like running to a brick wall. Given the odds I was up against broke, the average nigga would've quit a long time ago. But now I've got a record out, I'm doing shows, people paying to see me turn it out. Now I'm the spice around town. It's funny how an album could change a nigga's life around. I got friends and bitches on my dick, but when they look at Richard, all they see is Bushwick. Sometimes I don't know a friend from a foe, and every different day is a different fucking hoe. And now that my pockets are getting bigger, I'm meeting hoes who only wanna juice a nigga. They tell me that they love me and all that, but really they just wait for me to fall flat, so they can get me for my income. Take me for all I got, and then some, like Trina, you dig? I fucked up and got too attached to the bitch's kid, knowing that she used the baby to use me. Took him out my life, mentally abusing me. But as the time went by, I got another slimmy, and she was just like the first one, screaming gimme. But not in the exact same way. She had a different type of game she liked to play. Her name was Crystal, she played the quiet type, and for a little while shit seemed alright. But just like the first hoe, homie, when shit got hectic, the bitch broke out on me. And it's getting out of hand, G, cause nobody seems to understand me. Reminiscing got me feeling kinda low. I broke out to Everclear and then I drunk some more, until it was all gone. Now I'm looking for somebody to take my pain out on. But not just anybody, G, I'ma take that on Tamika, cause she's the closest to me. Full of that Everclear and high in that Buddha. Get to the house, all I'm thinking about is shooting her, cause shooting her will be sweet. But you know to be sweeter if I make her shoot me. Call me crazy, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm tripping from all that smoking weed and drinking. But I knew she wouldn't do it on her own, so I provoked her, punched her, kicked and choked her. She still wouldn't grab the gun, and at that time, I wasn't thinking about no one. Damn near crazy, I went and grabbed the baby, held him by the door and said, I'ma throw his ass out, ho. She went to crying, somebody stop him. I said, you better grab the motherfucking gun or I'ma drop him. She snatched the baby out of my hands, we started fighting, punching, scratching, and biting. Well, we fell on the bed, check this shit, all kinds of crazy shit was going through my head. So I ran and got the gun and came back to her, loaded it up, and handed the gas to her. I grabbed the hand and placed the gun to my eye muscle. She screamed stop and then we broke into another tussle. Yo, during the fight, the gun went off quick, damn, ah shit, I'm hit. Everything is hectic, I can't get a grip, I just can't check this. Everybody's crying, could it be I'm dying? Bullet in my head, in the bed, I was lying. Where's Meek? I wanna tell her I love her. With an IV in my arm, I took a picture for an album cover. Goddamn, this shit's a trip, G. Five different doctors with needles trying to stick me. I hear my family hollering, he needs us. During the confusion, man, I seen Jesus. My mom's on the phone, long distance from New York. Here comes the doctors again, trying to rip me apart. I got a monkey on my back, I can't shake this. I'm having suicidal thoughts, hoping that I don't make it. But I'ma make it, cause something's steady urging me. 5 hours passed, I made it through surgery. And the doctor said I wouldn't make it through the night. But God told me everything is gonna be alright. And I'm glad that I'm here, G. But it's fucked up I had to lose an eye to see shit clearly.
Oh, man. I made it. I made it. And everyone gets to hear my story. I made it. But don't try this at your home. Learn from my mistakes. Kick the beat in, Beto.